I can help whoever's next. Oh, hey! I didn't see you in line. Do you want the usual? I would say you come around here often enough to qualify as a regular. And a good barista knows her regular's drinks. So is that what you want? So, do you want your usual? Okay, I'll bring it over to you when it's ready. Look at you, you've turned table 12 into an office cubicle in the time it takes to grind some beans. Here's your drink. Enjoy. I assume I don't have to warn you that it's hot. Oh, thanks! I'm glad you like my tattoo. I love Alice in Wonderland. The whimsy, its realness. It's captured my imagination since I was a little girl. I've got Alice here on my forearm, and up here is the Mad Hatter and the Dormouse cheersing over tea. Seemed appropriate for a coffee jockey, though. But my favorite one is on my shoulder. Let me roll up my sleeve. That's right. Sneaky Cheshire Cat. Perfect, right? The artist got the smile just right. Ugh, it hurt like a bitch, though. Oops. Sorry. I'm not supposed to curse in front of the customers. You won't tattle on me, right? So, is this business or pleasure? Are you working out of the office, or is this a personal project, I mean? Oh, so you're here on your free time. I wondered. You come in here pretty regularly, so I wasn't sure if this was your not office or just your favorite place to hang out. Well, I'm glad you like it here. I'll leave you to your work. Just wave me over if you need anything. Yeah, I just started. I'll be here until closing. I'll see you, and good luck with your project. Hey, sorry to bug you. It's almost closing time. No, you don't have to pack up. I said it's almost closing time. You can just hang out, keep doing what you're doing. I'm gonna start tidying up. Yeah, you're the only one here, haven't you noticed? Wow, you must have been really buried in your work. Did you want anything else before I shut it all down? A real drink? Something stronger than caffeine, hmm? Normally I'd tell you to come to the wrong place, but can you keep a secret? Promise you won't tell? Well, if you want an Irish coffee or something, I just happen to have a flask on me. How does that sound? Good. I'll bring it over in a minute. Oh, and you don't mind if I turn this elevator music off, do you? Oh, thank God. I'll be right back.
Ugh. There. No more of that.
How strong do you want it?
Surprise you. Okay.
Nah, I'm the one locking up. You can hang out while I finish everything. I'll just lock the door so no other customers come in. This company is nice, you know? All right, here you go. I hope it's not too strong. I made one for myself, too. I think I've earned it with my hard work, don't you? Good. I thought you might see things my way. I can be pretty persuasive, you know? Speaking of which, do you mind if I take a seat and enjoy this? I don't get a break since I was the only one here. Thanks. That's the stuff. Really hits the spot. So did you get enough of your work done? That's good. You weren't too distracted? Why would I ask that? Well, I noticed you looking around a lot. Was it too loud, or was something on your mind? No? You were looking over to the counter a few times. That is, until I was cleaning the tables over there. Look at you blush. I don't mind if you look, especially since you're not creepy about it. Besides, you're so flustered right now. It's really cute. I'm sure you were curious about my tattoos, right? That must have been it. That said, you should know I don't have any on my chest, so you don't need to look there. Ha! Don't play so innocent. Are you telling me you weren't looking when I bent extra low as I wiped down that table? It would be a shame if I undid that extra button for nothing. Don't be so embarrassed. You're hardly the first guy who got a crush on his barista. I bet you check to see if I'm working whenever you come in, don't you? How flattering. Would you be disappointed to hear that I like that? Kinda crave the attention. I mean, a girl doesn't dye her hair every color but the ones that grow naturally because she wants to blend in. However, you should know, I don't flirt back with everyone. A girl has to have standards. Tell me something. What do you think about when you think about me? Well, you can feel free to correct me, but I have a feeling you aren't just thinking about my delicious drinks or my skills as a barista. I see. You know, it's okay that you're shy. It's really cute. Just be sure it's not permanent. I like when a man knows how to seize the moment. You're a gentleman, though. Or a nice guy, right? It's always please and thank you, along with your nervous little smile. Well, since I've got you all flustered, how about we play a little game, okay? I'm gonna ask you if what I say is something you fantasized about me, and you have to tell me yes or no. Do we have a deal? Good. I think we're gonna have some fun. We'll start slow. I wouldn't want to scare you off. Have you thought about touching me? That was an easy one. Have you thought about touching my hair? I thought so. You complimented me the last time I dyed it. How about, have you thought about whether or not I have tattoos anywhere else? Nah, I'm not telling. Then maybe you'll find out if you play along. Piercings. One in my nose, 5 in one ear, 3 in the other. Have you wondered if those are the only ones? There's at least one more. Wanna guess where? Oh, you're blushing again. Come on, play along. It's more fun that way. Guess. Nipples? How bold of you. Are you into that sort of thing? I can show you my piercing if you like. You can see if you're right. You don't mind if I lift my shirt to show you, do you? I didn't think so. And there we go. You're not disappointed, are you? I mean, I think it's pretty cute. A belly button ring was way too hard to resist. I don't think you mind too much getting a chance to look at my body. Let's be honest with each other. You don't sit here casting glances my way just because you want to count piercings or wonder if I had added a new tattoo. It's not the caffeine alone that keeps you up at night. You think about kissing me. You think about running your fingers through my hair and gripping my body in your hands. Do you think about doing those things here at the cafe? Can I confess something to you? I think about it. I think about a guy taking me here. I think about getting pressed against the wall of coffee beans with my nails digging into the bags. I think about sucking a nice, hard cock underneath one of these little tables. I think about getting fucked hard on one of the benches, or being pounded while bent over the counter, knocking over the creamer and spilling it everywhere. It can get quiet here, and the mind wanders. Sometimes in my fantasies, it's packed, and I'm getting used and watched in ways that make my knees weak just thinking about it. Oh. Well, of course, sometimes I think about doing it after closing, so I won't be interrupted until I get what I need. Do you want to know who I dream about fucking me? The customers. There I am, pulling lattes while I'm thinking about drooling on Table 8's cock. Ask it. I know you want to. So ask. Yes, I have thought about fucking you. A few times. I don't suppose you mind me doing that to you. Fantasizing about you while you innocently go about your day in a coffee shop. Good. Very good. Can I do anything else for you? Or do you need to call it a night? I was hoping you'd say that. Seems like you're already feeling pretty excited from our conversation. Wow. You feel so hard. Don't be nervous. We can make my fantasy real. Will you help me? I want you. Your cock definitely wants to play. I can feel it throbbing inside your pants. It must hurt being stuck in there. And there's only one tight place I want it going tonight. Oh, yes. I promise. Hot and tight and wet. Open your pants for me. I want to see you. That's it. Yes. Oh, wow. You're aching for this, aren't you? Don't worry. I'm going to take care of you. Don't I always give you just what you ordered? Such a nice cock. So hot and hard in my hand. Is it like how you imagined? My hand wrapped around your aching cock, giving you nice, long strokes. So good. This is what you need. No, I'm not going to make you come. Not yet. I want to savor this. Oh, fuck. I want to suck your cock so bad. I want to wrap my lips around your head and tease it with my tongue. Right here. Right in the middle of the fucking cafe. Tell me you want it too. Yes. Say it again. look up at you while I suck your cock. I want you to watch me. That's it. Did you like that? Just wait. It gets better. Sure thing. I can take my top off. But, you know, the boss won't be happy. Not conforming to the dress code. I've imagined doing this so often. I can be quite the little cockslut, you know? Knowing what you've got. How good it tastes. It'll be hard to be good when you walk in next time. Do you want to come in my mouth? Where do you want to come? I think maybe we can arrange that. I do love milky drinks, but I'm a fan of cream-filled treats, if that's what you want to do. Take your pants all the way off. Yes, right here. If you want to fuck me, we're going to do it right here. I thought that might be good motivation. And you're staring. Again. Is it everything you imagined? And like you guessed, a few secret tattoos, not for public consumption. These ones are for special friends. Come on, over here on the bench. We're gonna need some space. You don't want to fall out of that chair, do you? That would be an embarrassing story to tell the doctor. Come on, sit. That's it. I want to ride you. Touch my pussy with your cock. Feel it. Feel how hot and wet I am. I started getting turned on while you were lingering. I fantasized about doing this just then. Careful. You're rubbing on my clit. Fuck, that feels good. Are you ready? Are you ready to fuck your little barista crush? Yes. That's it. Fuck, yes. Guide me onto your cock. Oh, you fuck. Oh, you're really stuffed inside my pussy now. Now I'm going to ride you right here in the middle of the shop. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh. Oh, I need your cock so bad. Really glad that you stayed late. God, yes. Of course you can touch me. Fill me up, hold my waist, grab my tits, smack my ass, I don't care. Just fucking grope my body, help me ride you. You can be a little rougher. A slut like me can take it. Oh, don't stop. Keep going. Fuck. Are you scared? Are you worried someone will knock on the doors and peek in? That's part of the fun, isn't it? What we'll do if we're caught? What if there's a security camera I don't know about and someone watches us fucking? Don't worry. It's just you and me. I'm just messing with you. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. I need to go faster. But don't come yet. Fuck yes. Suck on my tits. Shit. Fuck. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Yeah? I knew you were the right one. You have to look out for the quiet ones. Come on. This one. I want you to fuck me here. So whenever I'm working, I can see it. Nothing. Top's a little cold, that's all. I'm ready. Oh, fuck. I didn't think you... No. Fuck me. Holy shit. Fuck yes. Just like that. Fuck yes, that's it. Oh, you're making the table shake. Oh my god. Fuck, this is just like it, but I want you to pound into me, baby. Fuck my little pussy. Give me that hard fucking dick. Fill me up, that's what you want. Oh, you want to give me a big cream pie, right? Do it. Fuck my bear pussy, come on. Holy shit. Fuck. Harder. Harder. Don't hold back. Fuck me. Fuck me like you thought about. Only you'll know my body, what I feel like, what I fuck like. Every time you come in here, we'll both know. God. Grab me by my hips. Slam into me. Give me your cum. I want your cum. Please. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Body feels numb. The Cheshire cat on my arm isn't the only pussy smiling right now. Can you help me off the table? I think my knees are a little bit weak. I wonder why. Thanks. Hey, come here. Look at you blush. Like you didn't just fuck my brains out. You're just a nice boy attracted to a girl who seems like a taste of trouble, aren't you? I like that. Well, we better get our clothes back on before someone takes notice, Listen, I had fun tonight. I definitely get to scratch some items off my to-do list now, but there are a few more. If you ever feel like helping me out, well, let's just say you can be my regular. How does that sound? Good. I look forward to it.